Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth.
Again, if you like what you just heard, you love what you see, visit AustinBrown.com. Like him on Facebook, Austin Brown, and follow him on Twitter at Austin Brown. I love the entire song, but the ending is fantastic, isn't it? That outro is awesome. Okay. Wow. Faith. How important is faith in one's life? How important is faith in your life? It's important in my life. Do you have unmeasurable belief system and faith? Let's talk about the importance to believe and live a life filled with faith, especially during these days and times where most of us experience daily a roller coaster of experiences, you know, a roller coaster of ups and downs. So it's important to have faith through good and bad, just through every day, every minute, every moment. So don't hesitate to call and share your experience with your own belief system and your faith, regardless of your religious belief. And even if you don't have a belief in a God, I mean, even atheists have a belief system in a hope and so on. I can tell you share numerous testimonies of my experience with faith and awesome miracles that have occurred in my life, within my life, and those that I know directly and indirectly. It's amazing what faith can do. You know, faith is the belief in the unseen. You know, I welcome spiritual leaders to please call and talk about their experience with faith. I must shout out my church, the church that I'm a member of and attend. I haven't been to church since the beginning of the new year, so I'm not going to be faking and shaking. But seeing one of my church leaders the other day on Memorial Day in the store as I was getting things for Memorial Day, and she was too. So I'm going to shout out my church, Cathedral, AME Zion Church. Our pastor is Dr. Reverend John C. Evans, and his first lady and so on. So because really, if you listen to his broadcast when it does air or watch it on television or even attend the church services, you will see where in his ministry and in most ministries, faith is an important part of teaching. But then even across different religions, faith is very important. I know in Islam, another religion that I love, faith is a very, very important component of Islamic teaching, contrary to, you know, to those who don't know a lot about Islam. Islam is definitely a faith-based religion. I mean, the teachings are definitely on believing in the works of God, in Allah, and then, you know, the other religions. So, I mean, we can get religious. I invite religious, those that are religious, to call. But speaking more on spiritual, my experience is more spiritual when it comes to talking about faith, religious, and spiritual, and just believing. But as a child, I recommend the Holy Bible. I mean, if you have other religious faiths, your holy book. I respect all holy books. Please excuse me. My pooches are doing their thing. And then also you can hear my mother also. So please excuse me if you are being distracted from what I am saying. I'm doing my best to stay focused on my topic and not to sound like a robot or anything. And I didn't expect to go straight into the topic. Also, I was sharing the topic of the day, but then also, you know, it's Happy Hump Day. It's Wednesday, June the 1st. To meaning also, I'm in the Deep South, as a lot of you know. And I guess wherever hurricanes are popular, this is the first day of hurricane season also. So I just want to share that info with some of you all that are wondering, well, isn't it time for hurricane season also? So, yeah, it seems like hurricane season and tornado season are year-long, really. the way things just happen, the way it seems like the seasons are reversed and so on. But back to faith, you know, how important is faith in your life? It's very, very important in my life. I pray 24/7. And then you can't stereotype who prays and who doesn't pray. You'd be surprised who has strong faith and who doesn't, you know? I mean, really. So feel free to call in. Like always, the door is always open at 1-714-409-0614 to call and to participate. I thank you for viewing my profile. Right before showtime, my views have advanced to 4,445. And remember, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports premiered on March the 21st. So if you have missed any shows or you're interested in listening to a show again, don't hesitate to visit my profile and click the play button and listen to that particular show. You can listen online, and then also when you visit my profile and you visit a particular show date, you can also call in if you don't have online access at that time. So you can just pick up the phone and listen the same way listening to the show live. If you don't want to make a comment and you don't have access to be online, you just call in. You call the number that I just shared with you and just call in and listen. Okay? So there's a way that I can be notified if you want to make a comment. But, you know, sometimes when I call shows and I just want to listen and I really don't, and don't want to comment, they'll punch the button also. So I guess sometimes, you know, it's just the spur of the moment, you don't really notice or whatever. But please support the other Blog Talk Radio shows too. I'm having much fun networking with my fellow Blog Talk Radio show co-hosts and producers. There are so many awesome shows. To just give you an idea, just look at my friends and followers and you will see the awesome hosts and producers. And again, I want to thank you all that have created your username profile so you can have access to visiting and messaging me on my profile, and also visiting the chat room where we can chat. We need to start chatting in the chat room also. But thank you for encouraging show topics and so on and whatever. But again, I encourage you to call in and share with me stories of faith, where faith have really got you through, you know? Wow, it's just amazing. I was looking, before the show, I was looking, because I can share scriptures and faith scriptures and so on. And matter of fact, when I blog about this show, I will share a few scriptures. And so a couple of scriptures you already are familiar with, because some of them are probably scriptures that some of you started your day off with. You know, I always put a tweet like Psalms 23. Psalms 23 is a prayer that keeps me encouraged and going on. But we all know the popular, well, most of us know the popular faith inspired scriptures also. So I don't want to be misquoting any scriptures, so I won't attempt to sharing it right now, even though I do know a couple, which are the same ones that most of you know. I don't want to miss a word. But I was reading Wikipedia, and Wikipedia defines faith as faith is hope and belief in the goodness or trustworthiness of a person, concept, or an entity. Religious faith in a theological context is a confident belief in a transcendent reality, a religious teacher, instead of teachings or a supreme being. Generally speaking, it is offered as a means by which the truth of the proposition that things will turn out well in the end can be savored in the present and secured in the future. Consequently, religious faith appeals to transcendent reality, or that reality which is beyond the range of normal, physical, human experience. Example, the future. Transcendent reality, therefore, constitutes a reality which is off limits to the rigors of scientific inquiry, such as falsifiability and reproducibility. However, atheists and agnostics generally consider religious faith to be simply superstition due its similarity to other forms of beliefs that are neither falsifiable or reproducible. Informal uses of the word faith can be quite broad, and the word is often used as a mere substitute for trust or belief. The English word is thought to date from 1200 to 50, from Latin, fidem or fides. Don't talk about how I'm saying some of these words. Meaning trust, derived from the verb fidare, to trust. The opposite of possession faith is to be cynical, to be pessimistic, or possession bad faith. Some critics of faith have argued that faith is opposed to reason. In contrast, advocates of faith argue that the proper domain of faith concerns questions which cannot be settled by evidence. This is exemplified by attitudes about the future, which by definition has not yet occurred. Logical reasoning may proceed from any set of assumptions, positive or negative. In this view, faith is simply a positive assumption. And that pretty much sums it up, right? That's true. As I look through more definitions, I'm seeing overbeliefs, where people can have overbeliefs in certain things, you know. So this is amazing. Really amazing. So you can visit that Wikipedia that I'm reading from, because after that basic definition of faith, it goes into the faith of the different religions of the world. Baha faith, Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, etc. So it goes on and on and on. So, I mean, but basically that's what faith is about. Faith is about positive thinking. I know from childhood, one of my favorite clergymen who I love, and I'm sure I'm not alone, I always loved his books. Because all his books were based, even though they were titled more about positive thinking and positive imaging, basically his books were about faith, having faith in your talents, having faith in the gifts of God, having faith in things that you can accomplish. I mean, that you can accomplish things when it looked like there's no way out. And I'm speaking of, and just from my description, I'm sure several of you say what she's talking about. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. Yeah, that's right. I have loved his books since I was a little girl. His books have given me comfort and really strengthened my faith from my childhood. And The Power of Positive Thinking was probably my first book that I read. And then I just went on and on and on to this positive imaging books and so on. Matter of fact, I'm going to reread one of those positive imaging books. I should reread The Power of Positive Thinking. And to sum it up, those books are about having faith, to strengthening your belief system, and to not to get a pessimistic attitude regardless of what you're experiencing in your life. And, you know, and in some cases, when you change your perspective on how you see your life or accomplishments or things that you need to accomplish or haven't accomplished, if you just have just a little belief, a little faith, you see things tend to work out. And, you know, this is not about preaching this show topic today, but it's just about believing and maybe changing that attitude toward things. I mean, I'm not talking the talk and not attempting to walk the walk. What is it I was trying to remember a couple shows ago? Practice what you preach. You know, we all get our doubts, but then also we have our faith and our strong beliefs and things that get us through. I'm looking at, wow, there's someone calling me right now. I think that's Reggie, Roughneck Ridge and Big D. Good morning, who's calling? Wait,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
Stuck in a terror voice.
I'm just
Hello?
Listening to her. Yes.
Hello, how are you? Good morning.
Yeah.
Hola.
Ah, sí. What's up, kid?
What's up with you? In the midst of talking about faith and how important it is in our lives, you know, about our, like for instance, I know you have a strong belief system and faith, and you know, just how it's important for us to have faith in things, just getting through everyday life. So basically, that's what I was here talking about, encouraging others to call. And I looked at the switchboard and it's Reggie Roughneck. Roughing.
Yes,
how are we doing? How are we doing this morning?
We fine.
You know what
it's
I'm talking about, the Dallas Mavs.
You know, well, hey, you know that's what I was calling about.
How are we doing? I say we, even when we lose, we all in this together.
Well,
I haven't talked sports yet, so... So you called just in time. I haven't talked sports yet. I was just talking about the topic of the day, which surprised
right,
me.
I guess
some of those Miami fans will say, uh-huh, she ain't said nothing about the game yet.
Oh,
which
well.
Which I love Miami.
Hey.
But I really thought Dallas was going to go to Miami and do what they did in L.A. game one. I mean, that's really what I thought.
I think they're going to save that for the way they did Oklahoma City. In
oh.
game two, I think that's what that is, because, you know, to analyze the game, I think both teams were pretty tight going in, and you can tell they was both just feeling each other out. It looks like a boxing match, you know. They scored a first round to the Heat, but you will not see the Mavericks shooting 37%. Again, you know, if ever, and you know, it's all about averages. Neither team has gotten beaten two straight, so it's still anybody's series to win.
Oh, so you think it's gonna be more like the Oklahoma series? Because I'm thinking, well, they're gonna go up in Miami.
Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm listening to you. Yeah, I really did. I thought they were gonna go in Miami because I heard about all the trash talking. I know what I'm seeing on the internet, but I heard about all the trash talking that's going on in the city. So I guess the trash talkers glad that you know they won. Because Mark Cuban's brother Jeff had mentioned on Facebook yesterday how they're really talking.
Oh yeah, I'm sure
how
they are
really talking.
I'm sure they are, and they have every reason to. But hey, that's what the game is all about. The game is all about, you know.
Yeah, having good
putting up the fun, having the talk, and then the ability to back it up. But one thing I will say in hindsight is that certain players need to concentrate more on the task at hand instead of the
exactly.
little personal bets. Instead of the personal bets they've made, you know, I'm not calling no names because Jason Terry knows what his name is, but he need to quit worrying about that tattoo and get back to playing some basketball because. He's not, he was so out of his game last night. It's just, you know, everybody's due for one, but I think he done put too much emphasis on that tattoo and that bet he made, and he'll be a lot more relaxed and a lot more comfortable, and I think you'll see a totally different game Thursday. I think Thursday's going to be a street fight.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a street ball. The street ball is going to come out these guys.
That's the prediction.
That's what I want to see anyway. I want to see some street ball. Hey, guys, a lot of these guys listen to the show. I work with a lot of the guys, and I know you come in contact with them too. So you all are listening to us. We want to see some real street ball, organized street ball on Thursday night.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a totally different type of game. Because that's gonna be a very pivotal game right there, game two. Because in a 2-3-2 series, both teams have a lot more on the line because you're gonna see two teams is fighting for positioning. Because nobody wants to go back to Dallas and have to play three games in a row in Dallas. And if the Mavericks steal one, they don't even have to go back to Miami if they stick to the plan. But,
exactly.
You know, I know that's speculating pretty high.
So I see what you're saying. It's kind of working out. It's working out a certain way.
Right.
So you predict a championship win for the Mavs in game six. Five or six.
That's Magic Johnson.
You and Magic Johnson, I heard Magic Johnson say last night he predicts six for Mavericks. He's the only person I've heard say that. Pretty much all the guys on Mike and Mike, they're saying the Miami game six. I'm not quite sure where Jalen Rose stands. I try to keep up with what he say.
I haven't.
You know,
he's
trying to be objective. But I'm with you. I think it's going to be the Mavs regardless. I think it's going to be game six. It might be, like you said, it might be to a 2-3-4-5. Might be game five.
Well, all that's going to be hedging on what happens Thursday. Thursday is such a pivotal game. That's an important game.
Game two is definitely going to set the tone for the series.
Exactly.
Definitely.
That's what I'm putting everything on. But they won't be as nice to each other as they was last night.
Listeners, within 60 seconds, the show would stop streaming live, but it would be continued. To listen to the show in its entirety, visit the profile at blogtalk.com radio, Culture Shock Entertainment -bet. So it's going to stop streaming in a few seconds. And remember what's up. Look at things from a positive perspective. Keep your faith, regardless of your religious faith, and even if you're not, if you're an atheist, to stay positive, to be optimistic regarding your daily life, and not pessimistic. You know, I'm not telling you what to do, but we can deal with life better if we look at things from a more positive perspective. And before we go off the air, share something about how you look, how your faith has gotten you through different things. Okay, now back to what we were saying.
As far as faith or the game or both.
you can go ahead and talk about faith right quick.
Well, faith is definitely going to be that's the fiber of our being, and faith has definitely gotten me through a lot of things. In my life, especially these past 10 years, I've had to, faith has really carried me through a lot of things, and that's definitely something we could share for everyone. You can have a bad day many a time, but you have to have a faith that better days are yet to come.
Amen.
I'm wanting to hang in there. We all have to hang in.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Like I said, the fight is every day. I mean, you know, you're gonna always be in a fight within yourself, with others, or you know, life just puts so many things in front of you, and that's what we're going. You know, and that's what you have to always keep your have to base everything on the fact that it's going to get better. When things are hard, it will get better.
Amen. Well, thank you for that. I need to hear that, and also, well, our supporters and listeners need to hear that, too.
Oh, yes, well,
so that fight within, you're sure right. That fight within, everything might be going okay on the outside, dealing with relationships, but then sometimes that struggle, fighting struggle, be going on within you. That's the real struggle.
Yes, yeah.
And how to tame that fight within, because sometimes that's when it comes out when people say, well, what's wrong with you? And you start taking stuff out on people.
A lot of us need to hear that. Yeah, we do.
So when somebody say, it's not you, it's me, just believe them sometimes, huh? Because you don't know what fight or struggle going on within. when people say, it's not you, it's me.
Sometimes
that's true.
When I meet and greet people, you always try to put your best face forward and try to try to disarm them with a smile, because you never know what's going on in the next person's heart and mind and whatnot, because people can fake through life with a smile, and then you have some that have to lead their way through life with a smile.
Exactly. Yeah, because, oh my God. You're sure right. I mean, that's one thing I love about this show also, because at least, you're going to spend 30 minutes with me. I want us to learn something new at least. And then also, I want it to add to your day in a positive way and not add something negative, even though we have to talk about everyday experiences, which sometimes aren't good. But at least we could think about something positive, we can make our days better, you know. But like you said, you know, a lot of people don't want to, well, I'm going to smile because don't nobody want to hear what's going on. But like you said, you keep that faith, though. Keep that faith and believe a better day's coming.
Yes, it has to. I mean, you have to do that because, I mean, it's so easy to get caught up in your own personal struggles and everything, and you never want to let your personal struggles get the best of you. And
It feels like the whole world is crashing down on you. I mean, I felt like that, and I'm sure you have too, but you've got to have this little faith.
My faith gets tested quite often, and I'm always believing putting my best step forward. It's in myself first before I can expect anything out of other people, because my number one expectation is always going to be about me.
Exactly. Yeah. You sure right about that.
So.
Exactly. And it's not being self-centered about you, but that's loving yourself, self-love. So that's what we got to talk about in the future. And also, listeners, Ruffin and I talked about off the air in our everyday conversations that we'll be talking about the relationships, especially, obviously, we both are African-American. A lot of you all know I don't deny my mixed heritage, but he has mixed heritage. Most of us do have mixed heritage, but we're black. We're a black man, black woman, African Americans. So we said in the near future we're going to talk about how black men and the relationships of black men and women. So that's a topic that we're going to talk about in the near future, not just once, but just several times, because that's an important topic about how we relate to one another.
Yeah, that's one that we're gonna. That's one that's gonna have to be touched on for several episodes. Because I don't think one show can ever put things in perspective. I'm laughing at this garden.
I hear that evil laugh. But really, that's a topic. That's a topic that fits into the faith category, because you see every day in the media, you see on TV, we hear in our everyday conversations where how people have like a pessimistic view to how black men and black women relate to one another. And we're not just talking about just romance. which romance is an important part about it, but just how we interact and respond and have faith in one another.
Yes.
So I mean, that's something that you all, even non-blacks, you all see it in the media every day. That's a big topic.
Well, relationships is another part of what keeps
that's
us
a big topic,
going.
Period, regarding relationships, but especially when it's concerning black women and black men. So who better talk about it? And we welcome all the call during those future shows, too. I'm glad you called this morning.
Gonna,
thank you. We're going to
welcome. You're more than welcome.
Yeah, because I was wanting to hear some stories also about faith and miracles, because I can go on and on talking about faith and miracles and things that have happened, testimonies of my own and things that I know that happen in other people's lives. When you think something's not going to happen, when you think it's no way, then all of a sudden God makes a way. I see
Amen.
People with no faith. I see miracles happen in people's lives that don't even have any faith. The most pessimistic people. You know?
You
like,
say
wow.
That almost like you're trying to, you say that almost as if it sounds like you're trying to provoke one out of me because.
So one of your experiences. Like
well,
one of your experiences.
Not just one of my experiences. Not me personally, but I mean,
yeah.
We can, I mean, as always, just, I mean, not just my life I can
uh-huh.
talk about. There are some other people I could drag in, but
yeah.
I'm trying to be nice. Trying to be nice this morning.
And you probably tell those people I tried to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
A better day gonna come. Like, dang, I know what you told me. And all of us know those people.
Well, yes, I mean, I like, you know, I tell some people, you know, when you throw in the towel and just give up on things, sometimes that's like the saying you can make about suicide is that.
I'm glad you read my mind because I wanted to bring that up when you were talking about when people smile a lot. And you don't know
right.
what's going on within them? Yeah, what were you about to say about that?
No, I was just saying that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And
it's definitely permanent.
You know,
so don't
right.
do it. If the thought run across your mind, please do not do it.
Right, because whatever it is that's got you down like that, you're going to have to remind yourself it will get better if you hang in there.
Exactly. And it's a myth out there that black people don't commit suicide. I have several friends that have committed suicide that are black. I've had friends of all colors commit suicide, but it's a myth that black people don't commit suicide. I hear some people say black people don't kill themselves. What?
Well, you would be surprised. I mean, a person can only, you know, some people can only take so much for so long. And you just never know what everybody has a breaking point, and you just never know what the other person's breaking point is, what you, things you may say to them, things you may do to them, you would think that they could handle it, and then next thing you know, they didn't, they wasn't able to.
Yeah.
So you have to always gauge that when you're dealing with people, you know.
Be quiet, Pooches. My neighbor's dogs are barking, and then my dogs are barking. So please excuse my Pooches for barking.
I was trying to push the dogs. I thought I was going to have that Kurt Russell outburst like on Tombstone.
Okay, we're going to end up. The show will be concluding soon, so say some more, and so we can talk probably a couple more minutes.
Okay, so you were
talking about something important about suicide, so I was just letting you know. I don't want us to be automatically, I don't want you to be cut off in the middle of a word.
Exactly, that's what I was trying to be mindful of the past 5 minutes, because I, you know, want to
mm-hmm.
have a repeat of the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, like, I guess to wrap it up in a quick way is that everybody goes through trying times. I'm going through trying times even now. I have to catch myself a lot of times to remind myself that it's going to get better. And you just gotta keep your eyes focused forward, because you know you're gonna have a lot of people looking at your heels from side to side and everywhere, and you know you're gonna have to walk that tightrope in the high wind again, and you have to have the faith you're not gonna fall off that tightrope. And so, you know, failure is not an option. And that's definitely one of my mantras that I go through, that I stick with. I have to stick with that failure is not an option.
What is not an option?
Failure is not an option.
Oh, exactly. Failure is not an option. And teachers always would tell us, don't say I can't. So failure is not an option, therefore can't should not be a part of your vocabulary. I hate to sound like grade school, but you can. And now I'm sounding like Obama. Yes, we can. But you're right. Failure is not an option. As long as you have breath in your body, do not give up.
Well, I also follow Sherman Clump's. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
You said Donald Trump.
Nah, I said Sherman Clump.
Oh, yeah.
Nutty Professor, come on, wake up.
Yeah, I know, I got you. But I had stepped outside. One thing about doing radio from home, you can do two things. So I went out and fed my pooch's breakfast while we were talking, so I didn't notice. I thought you had mentioned Donald Trump. I was like, oh.
Nah, as the old saying goes, when you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. So that's one I'm going to try not to say nothing nice about. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've always loved the Trumpster, but lately he has gotten to be very, very annoying. And
well, he's been kind of quiet the past few weeks, huh?
Well, you know what? Ever since Bin Laden got taken out, yeah, he's been extremely quiet. I wonder why.
And some people were inquiring about his financial reports and records and stuff. I think he even had an issue with his birth certificate.
Well,
I guess he said, "Well, y'all stay out of my business."
That's what's known as poetic justice. And you know why you. Why you sitting up there, taking a whiz in someone else's yard? Better watch out for your own yard. Old Trump been getting drunk on haterade, so maybe he's gone in the rehab.